The Origitia Sonata, you say in your programme notes that the third movement is lighter in style than the others. And when I listen to your interpretation, I don't really notice that. I do notice what I might call a moment of cautious optimism creeping in, but it soon gets
swamped, that's true.
Now, the reason why I mention this is because it relates in a way to oboe styles, because I also have a very fine recording by Maurice Bourg, the French oboist. Now, his third movement really is lighter. His third movement is like, well, enough of that, let's take the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, one of those French black and white companies to a black and white movie.
Yes.
I think in a way this is a comment partly on playing styles, that he gets very perky.
Yes.
Whereas your seriousness of purpose never...
I never faltered.
I'm not even sure that this is a question. It's certainly not a criticism, because it seems to me that both things are equally valid. But I wonder whether you have any comment.
Well, probably Maurice Bourg being French and living in Paris, I'm sure he's much closer to the real sense of duty. But it does have that just absolutely beautiful sort of carefree sort of walking down the sort of boulevard and sort of melody to it, which is it's surprising that it comes out of you know, the sort of darkness around it.
But it does. Would you agree that after that sort of first tune?
Yes.
But then it darkens up after that.
Yes, there's a passing cloud that goes overhead, absolutely. And then again, just back to that lightness, and it has a very sort of upbeat ending. You have to, even when I play it must have an upbeat ending.